exposing Christianity. Because of being steeped in, believing in, and living a lie, in the advanced stages of Christianity, the Christian takes on an artificial appearance and begins to look like the lie. The well-known pasty look with a smiley mask. The lie emerges in the physical self. Christians incessantly claim that the devil deceives, the devil deceives. What they fail to see that everything they accuse the devil of is really the God that they worship, known as Yahweh Jehovah. Everything that the Christians accuse the devil of is really of their own God. This is proven in the biblical scriptures. A murderer and a liar from the beginning, human-hating, he deceiveth all the nations. The problem is that few people actually really read the Bible. Most just believe what they are told regarding Christianity and the Bible. Few read it and can see it for what it is really for. It has been stated that, in the end, the truth will come out and many will want to join on at the last minute, but it will be too late for them. And to clarify this, it has to do with meditation and training your mind. They won't survive. Concerning the powers of the mass mind, the power of the united thought of a number of people is always far more than the sum of their separate thoughts. It would be more nearly represented by their product. And the quote was from The Astral Body and Other Phenomena by Lieutenant Colonel Arthur E. Powell, copyright 1927. The following articles in Exposing Christianity provide proof that everything in the Christian religion and in the Bible has been stolen from other religions that predated it from all around the world. Christianity is a tool for removing occult and spiritual knowledge from the populace so this power can be kept in the hands of a few to manipulate and enslave the masses. To really understand the Bible and see the truth, one must be very well educated in the occult. The mass mind is very powerful. When one studies long enough and acquires advanced knowledge of the occult, the truth is utterly shocking. The entire Judeo-Christian Bible is a hoax of catastrophic proportions with a very clear objective using subliminal means and the channeled psychic energy of believers. Whenever Christianity or its cohorts took control of a country or region, the ancient spiritual texts and records were removed and or destroyed, and those who had spiritual knowledge were mass murdered by the Inquisition. This took out of circulation the very knowledge those in power have used and still use to manipulate the ignorant population using spiritual occult power. The Bible is one of the most powerful subliminal tools used by a select few to enslave the masses. Most people are unaware of this because they lack knowledge regarding the occult, thought power, hypnosis, and psychic energy, the powers that work to reinforce the belief that the occult powers of the mind and spirit are nonsense or just plain bunk. Destroying the ancient records allowed an alternative, false, invented history to be written, which has disconnected humanity from its true origins. Controlling history is important because if one manipulates how people see what we call the past, this influences the present and the future. The entire Bible is an extremely powerful subliminal tool full of occult numbers, messages, allegories, and stolen material which has been corrupted from ancient religions. In addition, this book has been infused with psychic energy and power to instill fear and to make it believable. When one's eyes are opened and one has the necessary knowledge, the spell will no longer be effective. The entire underlying theme of the Judeo-Christian Bible is the establishment of the fictitious history of the Jewish people and the mass mind. What the mass mind believes has power and the energy to make manifest in reality as thoughts or energy. There are vacuum-sealed vaults in the Vatican Library containing thousands upon thousands of ancient esoteric books from around the world that have been stolen and hoarded over the years and kept out of public circulation. The Catholic Church, which is the root of the Christian religion, is controlled by a secret society that has abused occult power to enslave the masses. The end goal is the total enslavement of humanity, which they have worked towards relentlessly and ruthlessly. All of this has directly affected each and every one of us. Humanity has suffered unnecessarily because of the denial of this knowledge. People have been coerced over the centuries into paying for their own damnation to the tune of billions and billions of dollars to keep this lie prospering and continuing strong. The survival and prosperity of this vicious hoax on humanity requires only one thing, a lack of knowledge. Contrary to what most people have been indoctrinated with, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are relatively new religions, if you want to call them that. They're programs. Humanity goes back tens of thousands of years. These three have worked relentlessly to keep us from spiritual occult knowledge and using this power, of which all of us have. These so-called religions are built upon murder, torture, and lies, and the only way any lie of this magnitude can survive is to create more and more lies and destroy the people who know the truth. Christianity is nothing more than a program. There is nothing religious or spiritual about it. Millions of people suffer depression, hopelessness, and confusion about life. The soul needs light, and very few know this or actively practice the power of meditation that will literally save their own souls. Because of a lack of knowledge and ignorance of the occult, humanity as a whole has been placed under a powerful spell using occult power and indoctrinated not to question concerning these three so-called religions. This has been reinforced by centuries of Christians being duped into supplying their psychic energy and souls to be channeled into perpetuating this lie, which in the end will only benefit a select few. Everything that the Christians accuse the devil of is really of their own God, a murderer and a liar from the beginning, human-hating, he deceiveth all the nations. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, Simeon Hardison, FOL.56-D, when the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves.